It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for college basketball this afternoon. In the heart of America Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens are playing host to William Penn. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph, our producer and engineer and all-around taking care of things guy, back at the Care Studio. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Counts with you here courtside, the ladies' game, the first of two, the guys' game, coming up after this one at about 4 o'clock. But this game will pit the women's teams, and BC is going for its second straight home win here today as they're looking forward to a regular season split with William Penn. Statesman took the first game of the season back on December the 3rd, 78-68 in Oskaloosa. With that, let's take a look at the starters. First of all, for William Penn, they are under second season head coach Jenna Santi. And they're going to be starting Journey Augman. Journey's a 5'9" senior from Las Vegas. Emily Mortz from Milford, Illinois, is a senior at 5'7". From Victoria, Australia, 5'10" senior, Allie Stewart. It's Jocelyn Herbeck from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, a junior, 5'7". And rounding it out is Morgan Terry out of Cornersville, Tennessee. Morgan is a senior at 5'11". For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and 21st season head coach Chad Folsom, it'll be Kennedy Nicholson. Starting at the top, the 5'6 sophomore from Eisenhower High in Goddard, Kansas. Twyla Karras Quillo gets the nod today. Out of Verona, Missouri, she's a senior at 5'10". Riley Wade, Olathe, Kansas native, at 5'9 junior. From Meriden, Kansas, a Jeff West High grad, 5'8 senior, Aaliyah Raines. And for Benedictine at the 5, from Mustang, Oklahoma, you'll find Kyra Misuraka. Kyra is a junior, and she is 6'3". Coming into the game today, the Lady Ravens are 8-17. Overall, they are 5-14 in the conference. For William Penn, similar records, 9-16 overall, and they are 6-13 in conference play. We're about ready to get underway with this one here this afternoon. Benedictine in the home whites with red and black. For William Penn, it is navy with gold and white. Very Michigan-looking colors, if you will. We're ready, and the ball goes up the tip of the way. Raines is going to run into the backcourt to track it down, and Benedictine is on offense. Lady Ravens going from left to right across your dial in this opening half. And BC working the perimeter against what appears to be an early zone defense. It is zone defense by William Penn. Out on top. Wade will head to the right side. Kick it back to the free throw line to Miss Uraka. Shot clock's already at 6-5. Underneath, Twyla got it! The assist, Miss Uraka. Twyla Karras Quillo with a bucket. Benedictine is broken on top, 2-0. We are 9:20 to go in the opening quarter, and now the Ravens are going to steal it away. Ali Reigns just reached in. I just pulled the ball away. And up court with it, she's going to come. She'll bring it up to the top of the key, getting it there. To Kennedy, Nicholson, top side. Back over to Kennedy. She'll launch a three. Drains it! Wow, Kennedy Nicholson. And Benedictine has leaped out to a quick 5-0 lead. And that's going to make a quick timeout by Coach Santee and William Penn. We are not 1 minute into the game. 9:01 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine, 5. Statesman, nothing.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Welcome back. It'll be interesting to see what Coach Santee told her team. If anything specific, maybe it was just a general, ladies, you gotta get your game head going here. Here comes Statesman. They'll feed into the lane. The shot will go up and in, and the first point for William Penn will belong to Morgan Terry. It is 5-2 Lady Ravens, about a minute and a half into the game. BC into the forecourt, Kennedy Nicholson between the circles. They'll go to the right block. Kyra will back in, pushing, shoving, crosses over, and then has the ball stripped away from her. Saved by Twyla. Out on top, Raines. Goes three, hits three. BC has come out red hot in the early going. It is an 8-2 Benedictine lead with 8:10 to go, first quarter. Statesman into the forecourt. Skip pass over to the right side. Penn has Morgan Terry with it. She's dribbling it up top side now. We're going to get a Penn substitution as Ava Disbrow entered the game during that timeout. Ava is a 5'4 junior from Missouri, St. Charles, Missouri. And as the feed goes into the middle, we'll get a Benedictine foul. Whistle's going to be on Kyra. So Miss Uraka will have her first foul. It's the first foul of the ball game by either team. It's going to bring Penn and Morgan Terry to the free throw line. Morgan Terry is a 71% free throw shooter. She's Also a solid score, averaging 11.9 a game. The first free throw is up and good. One more coming her way here. It's on its way. It will not go in. And the rebound cleared away by Kyra. Benedictine up the floor. 8-3 Lady Raven. 7:40 to go in the first. Nicholson will take it all the way to the baseline. Bring it out to Miss Urock. A long cross-court pass, and that goes into the third row of the stands. Kyra comes up, rubbing her hands, I gather. Maybe like she needs a bowling towel tucked into her waistband where you dry the hands off, you know, before you approach the lane. Because she certainly had trouble handling that ball. That was a travel in the backcourt and a good call to the official back there who immediately saw Jocelyn Herbick scoot a little bit. She started to throw the ball, pulled it back, got ready to throw it a second time, and with all that inertia, drug her pivot foot. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Raven's back with the basketball, leading it 8-3. And BC with an absolutely unforced turnover. And Raines just took her eye off the ball, and it goes off her hand and out of bounds. BC gives it right back. Up court with a basketball is going to be pinned. Now the Ravens steal it. Raines making up for that turnover by stealing it, driving down the court and laying it in. 5 points for Aaliyah. And it is a 10-3 Benedictine lead at 7:11 to go in the first. Pinned with the basketball way up top side. Going to be Augman with it. Journey swings it over to Stewart. She'll drive it to the left wing, bring it back off on top. And now it's going to go right through the hands of William Penn's Ava Disbrow. And these teams, you know, at least Penn and Benedictine a couple of times, not so much focused, it doesn't seem, right at the onset of the game. Penn is going to bring Aisha Fagan out of Grand Prairie, Texas in. She's a 5'4" junior. And now BC will turn it over. Driving down is going to be Journey. Augman's running shot misses. And a rebound underneath, cleared away by William Penn. Penn will drive it across the free throw line, bring it off on top where the three is set sail and scored. And Fagans, who's just come into the game, will get her first point. And it's a little hectic out on the floor. 10-6 Benedictine. Team's a little wild. And going to have to calm themselves down and focus, I think, a little bit better as we go along to the afternoon, which I'm sure is what will happen. Now, Twyla just kind of stumbles and falls. Here's a feed to the baseline of the turnaround shot. Missy Rocker for two. Kyra gets her first bucket of the game, and BC back up at 12-6. And now another steal for the Ravens. Over to Raines. Two more. The steal by Nicholson. She hit Raines on a cutter, and Benedictine with the steal, the turnover, and two. And what a great start for Aaliyah Raines. Already 7 points. BC pressuring the ball all the way up the floor. There's your 10-second call. And William Penn struggling mightily out of the gate. Benedictine playing very, very well. Now the Lady Ravens are going to bring both Allie Kramer and Jennifer Jacobs into the game. Coach Folsom, if you noticed in that pregame introductions, Coach Folsom mixed up the starters a little bit this afternoon. With so far, seems like it's had the positive effect he would like to see as his team is up by 8 and in control of the basketball. It is 14-6 Benedictine. Miss Urock will have it at the top. Drives down to the baseline right. Stops. Kicks it over to the left. Back off on top. Nicholson launching another three. A little bit short. Miss Urock with the rebound and the putback. When Kyra is that motivated, that focused, and playing as hard as she is right now, at 6'3", she is a difficult match, and the Ravens go up by 10. 5:10 to go in the first quarter. 16-6 BC. Here's a three on the left side, and a long shot that Allie Stewart for William Penn is able to get to fall. 16-9. For Penn, the saving grace has been 2 3-point shots. Here's another three. This one will not go in for BC, but the rebound saved down by the Lady Ravens. Riley Wade will save it. BC will bring it out on top. Nicholson will cut into the lane, put up the runner, and will be fouled. Is it going to be the shooting violation? There's your block. It'll come in at the baseline. The foul is going to be on Journey Augman for William Penn. BC will make another substitution. We're kind of reset the stage here. We're at 4:42 to go. Just a little over halfway through the opening quarter. Benedictine leading at 16-9. They will have the ball in play. The Ravens will at the baseline. Here's a shot for Nicholson for three. Hits another one. Kennedy's second three of the game. It is down 19-9 for the second time. Lady Ravens enjoy the 10-point lead. We're at 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. On the floor now for Coach Folsom, you're going to have Kennedy Nicholson, Allie Kramer, Riley Wade, Jennifer Jacobs, and Dixon. Penn works the ball all the way to the left side. The shot goes up, blocked by Grace. BC taking it the other way. Racing into the forward court down the left side is going to be Allie Kramer. Little hook pass, now the feed to the block. Grace turns around, knocks it in. Benedictine may be playing the best quarter of basketball I've seen him play this year. Outstanding. And another Statesman timeout. Just as we're taking a break at 3:59 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, it is all Benedictine ladies. Raymond's 21, Statesman 9.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Talking about how well Benedictine is playing right now, okay, and I think it's fair to say. However, William Penn is not playing all that badly. Check this. William Penn is hitting 75% of their shots. They are perfect three-point shooting and one of two at the free throw line. Here's the difference. Benedictine has taken a lot more shots. The Lady Ravens are also hitting 75% of their shots. They are 9 of 12 from the floor. 3 of 5 three-point shooting. They have forced turnovers by William Penn to the tune of 7 already. Turnovers by Penn. And the Ravens have turned those 7 turnovers into 11 points. And that is capitalizing on opportunities that will win basketball games. Coming out of the timeout, William Penn will bring it up the floor. Let's see what they have changed up or if they've changed up anything. It's going to be Stewart with the ball. Goes left side. Three-point shot. Too long. Rebound. Pulled down by Allie Kramer. She'll bring it up the floor. Weave to the left. Feeds underneath to Dixon. A transition two! Kramer to Dixon, and Grace has 4. Benedictine has exploded down to a 23-9 lead at 3:20 to play in the first quarter. They're up 14. And Penn is reeling right now. William Penn has brought Zantasia White into the game. She'll square up for a 3 and knock it in. So as quickly as Zantasia comes in, she makes the score 23-12. We're at the 3-minute mark of the opening quarter. Zantasia is a 5'8 senior from Lubbock, Texas. 2 minutes and 50 to go, opening quarter, rolling along here in Atchison, Kansas. Happy to have you with us on a mid-February Saturday afternoon. You're listening, the snow's melting here. Shot goes up for BC in traffic, and it was not a particularly good shot by Michaela Bauman. Kind of off balance, kind of out of kilter, does not go in. Penn comes up with a rebound and into the forecourt with 2.5 to go in the first. Skip pass over to the right block. Spinning in, Ogman shoots it in. First point to the ball game for Journey Ogman. 5 quick point score. Penn cuts the Benedictine lead to 9. 2:10 to go, first quarter. Lady Ravens back up the floor with it. Kayla Bauman out on top. It'll come to Reigns. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Reigns, and that was a huge flop taken in the middle by Morgan Terry. So we've got to give credit where credit's due. Morgan Terry's been around a while. She's a 5'11 senior. She came out of Dyersburg State, and she's played and seen a lot of basketball, and got away with that one 2 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Statesman with a basketball, trailing Benedictine 23-14. BC will press on the upcourt. It gets across the timeline. William Penn will go down the right side with it. Back up on top, they'll come to White. Zantasia skips it over to Terry. Goes back left. 3-point shot. Nicely done. Alicia Bagans has her second three of the game. 23-17. And we're down to a minute and a half to go in the first. It is an 8-0 run right now for William Penn. Miss Uraka back in the game, pushes, shoving, puts a shot up too hard, stumbles, falls to the floor, recovers very slowly in time for Penn to pick up the basketball and bring it back north. 70 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Penn again on an 8-0 run and back in control. They'll go for three again. That one does not drop in. And Reigns comes down with a rebound, loses the handle, it goes out of bounds off her foot, and BC will hand it right back. A minute four to go in the first quarter. Bauman in the game for a brief moment is back out of the game. Also checking out is going to be Allie Kramer. Penn brings it in, gets it on top. Driving into the lane, twisting, turning, falling away, jump shot, knocking it down. Morgan Terry. She's got five, 23-19, and now a 10-0 run for William Penn. And a team who is being throttled early in the game is right back in it with 45 seconds to play in the first. Here's Twyla Carasquillo with the basketball. Puts it off on top, Riley Wade. Over to the side to Reigns. Miss Uraka, cross court, Riley launching three. Yes, Riley Wade! Gets her first point of the game and breaks that 10-0 run, making a 26-19. Now BC traps the ball as it comes across midcourt. Penn will have it up on top. Shot clock and game clock now separated by a single second. Skip pass to the top of the key. White comes it over to the right side. The drive to the top, no room there. Back over to Ogman, goes into the lane. Journey puts up a runner and hits it. Ogman with four. 26-21, and Benedict's going to have to hurry. 2 seconds, 1 second, half-court shot off the backboard. We've come to the end of the opening quarter. Benedict has put together a huge lead. Penn battles back, but after one here in Atchison, Kansas, Benedict is Lady Ravens 26, William Penn 21.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Lady Ravens with a good 26-point opening quarter, but with only two games remaining in the season at home, Benedictine today and next week, Benedictine is averaging over 70 points a game here in the North Village Gymnasium. They've hit 84 three-pointers here at home this season, and that has been by far the majority of their three-pointers this season. They shoot much, much better at home. Not only do they hit more, they hit a higher average here in the Nolan Gym. A lot of things can be attributed to that. Penn is led in scoring by Aisha Bagans, a half a dozen, five for Morgan Terry, four for Trudy Ogman. Benedictine paced by Aaliyah Rain, 7-6 for Kennedy Nicholson. Dixon, Miss Uraka, four apiece. Here we go. Second quarter the ball belongs to William Penn. We are underway. Penn with a basketball, and around to the right side with it is going to go Allie Stewart. Now it's going to be knocked away on the floor, diving on it. It's going to be Reigns. Covers it up like a linebacker picking up a loose football, and a possession error will go to BC. 9.5 to play in the first half. Don't forget, a lot of things happening today. It is a senior day event. Here's a Ravens drive in the middle, and Reigns will step on the baseline, and Benedictine turns it over again. So for the Ravens, with all the wonderful things that they have been able to put together so far in this game, turnovers, not one of them. They've turned it over now five times already, so on nearly a 20-point pace for that. That is probably way too many for Coach Folsom. 9:20 to go in the half. Penn works around to the right side, dumps it into the corner. Ogman steps in, 8-footer, shoving short, and a rebound cleared out by Riley Wade. Here comes Benedictine and Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy, top side, Twyla, swing through out to the left to Riley. Back out on top, it'll come to Raines, it's off her hand, she'll turn it over again. Raines with another turnover, comes down the court, and the layup is missed. Twyla is right there to sweep up the loose basketball. Now, her upcourt pass gets away. Wade is lucky to be able to track that thing down. Out on top, Raines goes left, stops, top side, Kennedy for three. This is her spot, but that one won't go in. And the long rebound, nobody chased it. That ball was bouncing toward the far side. Two BC players stood there, watched it, and it went out of bounds. 8:27 to go in the first half. Benedictine's early strong lead in the game has dwindled now to 5. They have been up by as many as 14. Here comes William Penn. How about this? Benedictine's 26 in that opening quarter. Make sure I get this note correctly to share this little data with you. Here's a shot from the outside. Nope. Ravens rebounded down. That was the most points by the Lady Ravens this season in the first quarter against an NAIA opponent. Had one game early in the year against a non-NAIA opponent that does not count toward that. Here's Twyla from about 11. No. Rebound Kyra follows up from about 3. No. Rebound Statesman. And Benedictine, whose focus was razor sharp early in the game, gotten fuzzy. They're only lead by 5, and Penn has the basketball. Long, long way to go in this 7.5 to play in the first half. And now slipping and falling and sliding for absolutely no reason. William Penn will turn it over. Emma Morts with the turnover. She's going to come out of the game. There's some gremlins out on the floor here somewhere. I don't know what is going on. The players, for absolutely no reason, just lose their balance, lose their footing, lose their composure and focus. Benedictine up the floor. 7-11 to go in the half, leading by 5. For the top, it's going to come Kramer to Wade to Nicholson. Right side, Miss Uraka. Kennedy, sidestep to the right. Back it goes Kyra at the long baseline. 2 up the rim. 3 times, and it goes in. Kyra has 6. 28-21. Can you believe that with 6:50 to go in the second quarter, that is the first point scored by either team in the second? Yeah. We went for over 3 minutes of the second quarter with no points scored by anyone. Then we'll scoot it around to the right side. They'll bring it to the free throw line. Goes to Terry. Now she will drive, put up a shot, missing it. Rebound, Journey Ogwin, missing it. Rebound, Ravens. Kennedy Nicholson. Here she comes down the right side. Looks up, 4 navy blue jerseys in front of her. And BC will go up from 15. Kyra misses the shot. And a rebound is going to be volleyed out on top. Ogwin will handle it. And Penn coming back the other way. 6:10 to go in the second quarter. William Penn with a basketball. Skip pass to the top. Morgan Terry. As a 5, Morgan Terry is not particularly tall. Here's a 3 from the top. Way wide to the right side. To hit the backboard. And kicked way back out. Ravens back the other way with it. Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy has had a strong start today. Here's Riley Wade playing off another Miss Siraka screen. Sometimes Kyra's screens are more like blocks. Here's a baseline jumper for Twyla, too soft. And Penn rebounds it back down. Already 5.5 minutes to go in the half. Second quarter's moving quickly because there's not anything happening. No stoppages of play. No inbounding. Here's a baseline layup. It's going to be up and good. And that is the first point for Penn in the second quarter. 5:16 to go in the half. 28-23. A huge opening quarter. A record-setting opening quarter for Benedictine. And then they turn around and do little scoring in the second quarter. Here's a 3 by Wade that misses. And a William Penn rebound. Back the other way again, we will go. 4:50 to play in the half. 28-23, Benedictine in front. Here's a 3 from the left side. Launched, missing. Rebound, Kennedy Nicholson. Here comes Kennedy. Over to the left side, Riley Wade. BC back on offense. I haven't checked lately, but their red-hot shooting numbers early on have got to be dwindling a little bit. Here's Twyla leaning in, going in, and drawing a good hard foul. So at the line for Benedictine will be Twyla. She'll be there for two. And the foul is going to be on Aisha Fagans. It'll be her first. Coming into the game today, Central Methodist, the clear leader on the ladies' side of the conference. 18-0 over, or in the conference, and 24-0 overall. Free throw? Perfect. Twyla's third point. Clark is second, Mid-America, then Grandview and Evangel, Culver, Missouri Valley. Then you find Baker, Mount Mercy, Penn, Peru, Benedictine. Second free throw, also good for Twyla. Had a nice visit with her family, who's made the trip up here from Verona, Missouri today. They've been very regular attendees at Lady Raven games. Up court pass, Penn with the basketball, trailing Benedictine 30-23. And we're at 4:15 to go in the half. Top away, shot is up for three, no good. Rebound now, Grace Dixon in the game. And Benedictine coming up the floor, nearly throws it away. And it's just rattling and banging around, and the players on the court don't even know where the ball is at. A lot of confusion, a lot of difficulty getting the ball up the court. I mean, it's just that simple. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Penn will go left side. Bring it off on top. Lady Ravens leading 30-23. Benedictine shooting percentage is now 12 of 22. 22 shots already. Penn has taken 21. Nice move inside, and the baseline runners up and good, and a good job of giving a little lesson to Grace Dixon. Because a freshman lets a senior get in front of her. She comes in late from behind, so it's a bucket plus one. Dixon's first foul today. It is a learning experience. Morgan Terry has 7 points, and she's one of two at the free throw line today. Benedictine by five. This free throw makes it a 4-point BC lead. 30-26. 3:41 to go, and Penn, a team that looked like the Ravens are going to just close the door on before halftime, leading by 14 in the first quarter. Well, Penn's right back in this thing, trailing by four. The pass in the middle to J.J., loses the handle. Nicely saved by Grace Dixon. Now Grace's skip pass to no one. Goes out of bounds untouched. Bounced a couple of times and rolls into the crowd. And now Benedictine going to take a timeout. Maybe a focus check. 3:21 to go. We got a timeout on the floor here in the opening half. Lady Ravens 30, Penn 26.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Back with you here in the Ralph Dillon Gymnasium, where Benedictine is 500 this season. They dropped their first three games in 2023. They won two of the last three here inside the Nolan and are 4-3 in heart play at home. Back up court with it will come. William Penn. I was just looking at Grace in one of the wins DC's had. Here's Penn with the basketball. They'll feed it again, back it in, twisting left, spinning right, left-handed shot. Will not go down this time for Morgan Terry. That was a nice move with a senior post for the Statesman, but Benedictine will come down with the rebound off the miss. Feed in the middle, back out on top. Kennedy, three more. Nicholson has really found the range today. Kennedy Nicholson is 3 of 6, 3-point shooting, 9 points. Lady Ravens go up 33-26. Down to the last 2.5 minutes of the opening half. This game has moved at a brisk pace. Skip pass to the right side. Batted away by Jacobs. Saved by Penn down to the baseline corner. Comes back out on top. Morgan Terry. She'll go down the left side. Shot is blocked and a foul by Jacobs. So Jennifer will have her first foul of the afternoon. Benedictine will have team foul two of the second quarter. And I think what's making this game go quickly also is there are no fouls being called. Again, BC with two in the second quarter. Penn, one foul in the second quarter, and we're down to just over 2 minutes. Back at the free throw line for the third time today, Morgan Terry hits that one. She is 3 of 4 at the free throw line. This one is up, and yeah. So 4 out of 5 at the free throw line. 10 points already in the game for Morgan Terry, 33-28 BC. 2:10 left in the first half. Women's college basketball this afternoon on CARE Radio. BC over to the left side with it. Grace Dixon feeds into the lane. Jennifer Jacobs back out on top. The shot from the top is going to be waved off. They're going to say Jacobs with a travel and another turnover. BC gives it back again to William Penn. Penn starts up the floor. This is a kind of a feel-good game for both of these teams. The likelihood of either one of them making it to the postseason tournament is not very good. So they would certainly like to beat the teams that are similar to them. And then, as Morgan Terry's driving across, problem with the 5, dribbling the basketball, she's going to pull up her dribble, okay? Reaches in with her offhand, realizes, wait a minute, this is not where I want to go, and I can go further. So starts dribbling again. Well, once you've touched that ball with both hands, that's the end of that, and it's going to be a turnover back to BC. Lady Ravens have it. Jacobs will take the inbound, and Allie Kramer comes up court with it. Allie's family here today, too. Nice chat with them before the game. 1.5 minutes to go in the half. Well, Allie's old high school has got some talent and having a fabulous season up at Nemaha Central. Ravens around to the right side. Michaela Bauman back in. The feed inside, and I can't believe there's no foul called. Miss Uraka goes up, runs over somebody. Now, with the shot in the middle, Jacobs will come to the free throw line, being fouled inside. No foul called in the middle on Kyra. Unfortunate for BC. So team fouls are even at 2 apiece. And that foul is going to be on Jocelyn Herbeck for William Penn, her first today. Jacobs' free throw is good. Jennifer Jacobs is on the board for the first time this afternoon. She is the 7th Lady Raven player to score, hits both of her free throws, and extends the Benedictine lead now to 35-28. With 1:13 to play, second quarter, Penn brings it in deep in the backcourt, and the Ravens continue to press the basketball. They're causing Penn some difficulty getting it into the forecourt, and as well as BC's been shooting, and they're still hitting 56% of their shots from outside, 54 from the floor, 56 from three. As well as they're shooting, the defense has really been stellar. Here's a shot missing, and the rebound, Jacobs. JJ brings it down, gets it in the lane, back and in. Jacobs falling away. Her shot is off the mark, and Miss Uraka tries to gather it in, but going to lose it off her hands out of bounds into the Raven Regiment band down at the end of the court. Allie Kramer out of the ball game, and Benedictine's Kennedy Nicholson out of Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas, checks back in. A couple of sophomores that run this ball club. 35 seconds to go in the half. Shot clock and game clock. A lot of time between them. 10 seconds separates the two. Penn will have it up between the circles. Skips it over to the left side to the post. Terry comes up high. Shot clock's now at 11. Batted away. It's going to be stolen by Raines. What a nice job by Raines to come up with a steal. Now Aaliyah into the forecourt. Skips it over to Nicholson. She's got to keep an eye on the time. 12 seconds, 11. Now at 10, Kennedy works around to the right side. She'll take it all the way to the baseline. Feeds in the middle to Kyra. Lost it. Picked up by Kennedy. The shot at the buzzer. Not going in. It's halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're in the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. It's the Lady Ravens 35, William Penn 28.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Thank you.
Back with you here at the Nolan Gymnasium, where there are a lot of things going on today. We mentioned it during the course of the afternoon. We're going to recognize seniors at Senior Day. It is Heroes Day, as we've got representatives from APD here. And I don't know, I think probably the FD also. I haven't spotted those guys, but they're probably here and I don't see them, or on their way perhaps. Right now we're going to have a nice dance troupe entertainment at halftime, and I'll take this opportunity to kind of update you on how things have gone here. I think there's some kind of a competition supposed to be happening out there that didn't get underway. How about William Penn? Starting off with them, Morgan Terry's been phenomenal. The senior forward, or senior center, actually, at only 5'10" or 5'11", has got 10 first half points. Aisha Fagans has 6 on a couple of threes, 5.5 for Allie Stewart. Journey Ogman with 4, and rounding out the Penn scoring, Fantasia White hitting a 3. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, no double-digit scorer, but they're on the verge. Kennedy Nicholson, 3 threes, a 9-point first half. 7 for Aaliyah Raines, half a dozen for Kyra Misuraca. 4 for both Twyla Carasquillo and Grace Dixon. It was a 3-point half for Riley Wade and Jennifer Jacobs, knocking down 2. So you've got that all going on. Benedictine, talk about how well they're shooting. Penn is doing great, 42% from the floor, 10 of 24. But for Benedictine, 50% from the floor, 13 of 26. From the outside, Penn is shooting great, 4 of 10. Anybody would take that. Well, Benedictine is 5 of 10. Half of their three-point shots have gone in. At the free throw line, Penn is hitting 80%, 4 out of 5. That's awfully good. Benedictine even better, 100%, 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Penn has turned it over more times than Benedictine. The Ravens have scored 15 points on turnovers. Lady Ravens have out-rebounded Penn 17 to 11. And all of those numbers make it very apparent Benedictine will be in front. They have led by as many as 14 in the opening quarter. They are up by half that right now. We're taking a break. Second half, coming up live on Care Radio. And then do not forget the guys' game coming up. We have an anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off for them. So that to look forward to as well. But right now, in the Nolan Gym, with the halftime score of the women's game, Benedictine 35, William Penn 28, we're kicking it back to the world-famous Care Radio Sports Studios, where the equally renowned Joseph bringing you some halftime.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us as we bring you Benedictine Basketball live from the Nolan with Tom Kautz on the call as the Ravens are playing host to William Penn. We will return to the women's game in just a moment, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Coming up on Tuesday, we've got Atchison High at Topeka Highland. Tune in at about 6 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court right around 8. Wednesday, we've got a rare Wednesday night high school basketball game as Marhill Mount Academy is on the road at Valley Falls. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tune-in time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we've got Atchison High taking on Labette City. The girls' game has a 6 p.m. scheduled tip. The boys should take to the court at 8. The next time that we hear a Benedictine Ravens basketball play will be as the Ravens are on the road at Culver Stockton. Next Saturday at 2 p.m., tune in for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the Heart of America athletics scheduling and the scores for women's basketball.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look at Heart of America Athletic Conference play, right now we have a final to report. Evangel beat Grandview in overtime with a final score of Evangel 86 to Grandview's 83. At the half, Missouri Valley is leading Peru State 40-25. Clark is leading Mid-America Nazarene 35-27. In the Central Methodist Mount Mercy game, Central Methodist is on top at the half 44-22. In the Park Culver Stockton game, Culver Stockton is leading at 39 points to Park's 18, and Baker is leading Graceland 37-21. In this game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, I'm proud to announce that the Lady Ravens are leading at the half 35-28. I'll be back in just a moment.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
The Kansas Jayhawks met up with the Oklahoma Sooners in men's basketball today. It was a win for the Jayhawks with a 78-55 victory. Coming up later this afternoon at about 6 p.m., the Kansas State Wildcats will be at the Texas Tech Red Raiders, and that game, of course, can be heard on one of our sister stations. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that Weather Eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Highs around 50 this afternoon under sunny skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 26. Daytime highs approaching 54. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Sunny skies and calm Monday with highs in the low 50s, chance for scattered showers Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the weather station located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 49.3 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds at 7 feet off the ground are coming out of the south at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 39%. Barometric pressure is holding steady at 30.23 inches of mercury, dew point is 25 degrees Fahrenheit, and our feels like temperature out there is a nice 40. South courtside in just a moment.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
In the Ralph Nola Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. College basketball this afternoon. About ready to get underway with the second half of the ladies' game. The Ravens in front of the visitors, 35-28. Happy to have you with us. Joseph, our producer engineer, back at his studio. He's the guy who took such good care of you at halftime. That's how he does things, man. It's always good. Joseph, thank you. Tom Couch with you here, and we kind of ran through some of the basic numbers going into the break from the first half. But you look out here, and Benedictine has just played a very, very solid first half of basketball. And frankly, had a few slip-ups, would have even been an extraordinarily impressive half. Especially that opening quarter where they set a season-high 26 opening quarter points, following it up with a 9-point second quarter. But for Penn, 21 in the opening quarter, but only 7 second quarter points for William Penn. Morgan Terry had 5 of them. Allie Stewart had the other 2. Lady Raven defense has been pretty, pretty salty here today. Teams huddled up around their respective coaching staffs and now coming out on the floor. We're set to go to the second half. Guys, game coming up after this one, so do not go away. And as difficult as it is to believe, we're down to the last very short handful of games for the rest of this season. Other games going on around the conference today. We had one noon game. I'll get you scoring in here in a little bit as Grandview traveled all the way down to Evangel for the last time. 2 o'clock games, Peru State is at Missouri Valley, Mid-America at Clark, Mount Mercy at Central Methodist. Park traveled to Culver Stockton today. We'll be over there next Saturday. And Baker at Graceland. Wednesday, Penn will go to Baker. Valley's going to be right up here in the Nolan Wednesday. Central Methodist at Park, Clark at Peru, Mount Mercy at Grandview, and Graceland at Culver Stockton. We're set to go. Alternate possession. We'll award the basketball to Penn. Lady Statesmen have it in play. We're back underway. Third quarter has begun. Penn with the basketball. We'll see if they try to do anything different. Another pass in the middle, batted away by Twyla. Now it's knocked away by Twyla again and picked up Kennedy. Nicholson coming down. She's 1-on-3 and puts it up. It doesn't drop. It rolled on the top of the rim, then wouldn't fall in. And rebounding it down is going to be Journey Ogman. Penn is going to have Ogman and Mortz out there, Stewart, Herbeck, and Terry, the same five who began the game. Similarly for Benedictin, Nicholson, Carrasquillo, Wade, Reigns, and Misiraca. Now another steal by Benedictin and another takeaway by Aaliyah Reigns. BC with the basketball, still leading by 7 and 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Nicholson dumps it over to the left side. Reigns will feed to the left side of the free throw line. Kyra will turn and shoot and score. Kyra, 8 points in the game, and Benedictine's lead goes to 9, 37-28. Just a minute into the second half. Penn back down the left side, and the Statesman going from right, or rather from left to right. Benedictine going from right to left here in the second half. Journey Ogman goes to the right side, working on Riley Wade. Little crossover layup from underneath is no good, and Wade will clear down the rebound, getting it away to Kennedy. Nicholson into the forecourt from the far side. She'll dribble all the way to the edge, dump it there. Riley back to Kennedy. Looks in, back out topside. It's going to come. She'll look to drive in, hold up the ball. Cross court it goes. Nicholson again. Skips it to Kyra. Back to Kennedy. She'll cut loose with a three that rims off no good, and the rebound out of play, off whom? Off Benedictin. Very quickly here in the third quarter, Aisha Fagans back into the game. So as Fagans comes in, Journey Ogman, the senior, comes out. And again, Penn is not a tall team. You've taken out a 5'9 player and added another 5'4 player in the mix. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, 37-28, Benedictin by 9. Fagans has it, dumps it over to the left side, the shot clock at 14. Penn will take it to the top of the key, working out on top, backing away is going to be Stewart. Now from the left side, the three-point shot way off the mark, and nothing but Raven jerseys underneath the goal to come down with that defensive rebound. Penn had already turned and gone the other way, conceding the board. Here's a feed underneath. Twyla spins, shoots way too hard, and coming in for the rebound, Miss Yuraka just bowls over the top of a Penn player who is still prone. 7:35 to go. Slowly climbing to her feet, trying to shake off the effects of that collision, is going to be Jocelyn Herbeck. Jocelyn, a 5'7" junior from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. She's staying in the game, but doesn't seem to be quite at 100. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Penn in the forecourt, down 9. They work over to the right side. BC will stay in that player defense. Coach Folsom likes it, and when you've got the athletes to run it, it's a good thing. Top of the key, the long 2 is launched and missed. And again, nothing but Benedictine players beneath the goal for the rebound of the miss. So for Penn, conceding that defensive rebound, I don't know if they just don't have faith that you can come up with it, or if you respect your opponent's offense so much that you know you've got to get back down the court very quickly to defend the other end of the floor. Here's a feed to the left block. Back out on top it comes, stepping inside. The dish over to the left. Reigns for 3. Too strong. Right on line, but a little long. And back up at the basketball comes Penn. 6.5 to go in a remarkably low-scoring third quarter. Penn has no points. Benedictin has 2. And we are going on 4 minutes into the third quarter. Just kind of interesting. Another shot missed. And again, only Benedictin players for the board. It's very interesting how the scoring spigot can go full blast and then just be shut off to a trickle. These two teams scored almost at will in that first quarter. Benedictine scoring the most opening quarter points they've scored in any game this season, only to find those points really hard to come by in the second and now in the third quarter. Here's a turnaround shot in the lane. Going to be good. Putting it in there, Aaliyah Raines, a senior from Jeff West High School. Aaliyah having a great game. Shat is her ninth point this afternoon. 39-28, and again, a double-digit Lady Raven lead. 5:40 to go in the third quarter, and Penn still has not scored in the second half, and the ball's going to be stolen away by Twilight. She'll outlet it, Aaliyah. Goes left side, gets shoved in the back, hits the bucket, give her the continuation. Raines had broken away way too fast for Zantasia White. As she was starting to go up to the layup, Zantasia just reached out and gave her the shove. She said, I'm not going to make it that easy. Raines had the body control to finish the shot, draw the foul, and now she's coming to the line with an opportunity at a three-point play. Stepping up there, Aaliyah Raines. 11 points, and that'll be 12. 42-38, Benedictine now by 14, equaling their largest lead of the game from back in the midpoint of the opening quarter. And we're at 5:18 to go in the third. Still, Penn has not scored in the third quarter, and now they're going to throw it away. Into the corner near the Raven Regiment, Pep Band, Benedictine back up the floor. So Penn having a terrible time getting any offense generated in the second half. Here comes Benedictine. Raines goes right side, quick first step, feeds back into the middle, but it's going to be stolen away. Zantasia White coming down, high dribble, goes in, and the ball's going to be knocked away by Jennifer Jacobs. Looked to me like they were going to call a foul, but there was none called. We've had one foul in the second half on each team. This crew is not a foul-calling group. I can tell you that right out the gate. Here's a drive to the left side of the lane. The shot is up and missing. The rebound taken away by Penn. Journey Ogman cut into the middle, was able to steal the ball back. And Penn will keep his offense out there. Here's a three. There's the first point of the second half for William Penn. Off the hands of Zantasia White. It is her second three today. 42-31. Down to 4:25 to go. Here's a three for the Ravens. Up, nope. Rebound, Statesman. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. BC is going to quickly bring Michaela Bauman to the scorer's table. And as Riley Wade reaches in to steal the basketball, she will be called for a foul. So for Riley, it'll be foul number one. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul two of the third quarter. See, it's one of those things where, you know, the officials are not calling fouls, so maybe we continue to press that envelope a little bit to see where the line gets drawn, and that was probably about it right there. Penn with the basketball, shot clock at 11, all the way around the left side. Here's a running shot. It's up and in and one. And as quickly she gets back into the ball game, we're going to get a foul called on Allie Kramer. It'll be Allie's first foul today, Benedictine's third quarter foul, and with 3:54 to go in the third, you're going to get Aisha Fagan at the line. Her free throw fails, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds to Benedictine. Let's set the Lady Ravens five out here. What do you say? Up the floor with the basketball for Benedictine is going to come Allie Kramer. Gets it to Kennedy Nicholson. They're out there with Jennifer Jacobs. You've also got Grace Dixon and Michaela Bauman. Those are the Lady Raven five. The dish will go over to the left side, now into the block. It's going to be batted away from Jacobs. Now it's on the floor, covered up, jump ball, possession, arrow, BC. 3.5 to go in the third. 42-33, Lady Ravens in front. Hold on, we get a horn. Are they going to let that substitution get in? The official, I thought, had already handed the ball over. And now the official from out by the scorer's table is going to come down. They're going to confer. The official who's handing the ball over and the official at the scorer's table. Are they going to make them run that player back out? and I'm not sure. Now they're going to say, okay, we're going to let it stand. A big grin by Jenna Santee, the William Penn women's coach. She got away with one there. Probably not a big deal. And now Benedictson is going to throw it away. A poor effort on the inbound play. Kennedy Nicholson with an all-out effort to try to save the ball, but a bad inbound pass. And Lady Ravens are going to give it back. 3.5 to go, third quarter. This game, we've seen moments of just brilliant play sandwiched between moments of just silly play. BC has the lead. They've had it all afternoon. They've never trailed in this one. In front right now by 9 at 42-33. Left-handed three-point shot knocked in by Aisha Fagans. That is her third three today. She's got 11 points. 42-36. And Penn won't go away. Benedictine up the floor with it. And do we get a travel? No. Very near one. The Penn crowd this afternoon thought there was one. And the Penn crowd, I guess calling it a crowd would be probably a misstatement, but the Penn fans here today. Here's a baseline shot. Nicholson for Benedictine off the mark. Rebounding back down. Penn up the floor. They come at 2:40 to go in the third quarter. 42-36. Lady Ravens out front, but William Penn continues to battle hard. They have never thrown the towel in on this thing, even having trailed in both the first half and the second half by 14. Here's a baseline three. It's up and good. Penn is right back in this on a three-pointer by Allie Stewart, and we're going to get another timeout by Coach Folsom. Taking a break, Jones up with 2:24 left in the third. Women's college basketball, Benedictine 42, William Penn 39.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Oh, 2:24 remains to be played in the third quarter of the women's game here this afternoon. Benedictine, who has led throughout the day, is in front right now only by three at 42-39. Welcome back, everybody. Lady Ravens led by 14. Opening quarter, led by 14. Gosh, 3 minutes, less than 3 minutes ago. But Penn has gone on a tear and has scored 11. Unanswered. 11 in a row. And they have scored those 11 in a row in less than 3 minutes. Benedictine again with the basketball. Going to have to try to find their offense. Can't ride a three-point lead to a win with still over 2 minutes to go. And now Kramer comes down the floor. Got going faster than she was able to control the ball. Turns it over with a travel, and Benedictine has given it back. Pinned with an opportunity to tie on this possession. Lady Ravens are going to press a little bit on the upcourt play. Fagans will launch it into the forecourt, handled easily by Allie Stewart. And Penn will set the offense. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Skip pass into the lane. It's going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds by Benedictine. They'll reset the shot clock to 20. And Penn will have it in at the baseline. Fagans will do the inbound. Aisha Fagans has been good today, the 5'4" junior from Texas. Lady Statesman, right-hand dribbling, coming to the top, Morgan Terry. The three-pointer right side, perfect for Allie Stewart. Her third three, and we are tied. It is 42-42, a 14-0 run, and we've got a minute 40 to go in the third. Benedictine has not scored in a long time. The feed in the middle, underneath, the shot goes up, and Tyra, much larger than any player on the floor, just didn't go up strong. Allowed herself to be fouled away from the shot. Now, she's coming to the line for free throws, but A strong effort would have put that basket in a plus one situation. It'll be the first foul of the ball game for Morgan Terry. For William Penn, Mr. Rocca's free throw is up and good, and BC is back up again by single digit, 43-42. Looking at it, I ended up second shot. No. Rebound, Penn. So Benedictine now hanging on by one at 43-42. With still a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Raven fans came in here today, saw how it went early, thought, boy, this is going to be a fun day. Everybody gets to play, everybody's having some fun, but that's not the case for the Lady Ravens now as they're hanging on by a point with a minute to go in the third quarter. Here's a three from the left side, in and out, rebound Twyla. Lady Ravens coming up with a rebound. And now we're seeing Journey Ogman. She's become more of a part of the rebounding force for Penn. The feed for the Ravens underneath. Kyra goes up again too soft, and the 6'3" player is thrown to the floor like a rag doll. Picked up by Penn. No fouls called. And here come the Statesmen. They're back in control of the basketball, leading it by one, or trailing Benedictine by one. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Top side with it is going to be Morgan Terry. Dumps it over to the left side. Stewart. She's been hot, but this one is air ball wide to the right side. BC rebounds it down. And now, hustling up to the basketball, it's going to be knocked away, and Ogman will save it. William Penn's got it back. Shot clock's off, 13, 12 seconds to go in the third. Boy, I tell you, Journey Ogman has been all over the floor in the last few minutes. There's a pass down to the baseline, and Benedictine unable to save it in. Penn will have it with 1.9. I think the official may put another fraction of a second back on there. 2.9 they're going to give him. So Penn will have 2.9 to put the ball in play at their baseline. It is a Lady Raven lead of one. Now, William Penn's got a player at the scorer's table. She's supposed to go in. She doesn't know if she's going in. Is she staying out? What are they going to do? And now they are going to finally, very late in that exchange, going to bring Zantasia White into the game. They look in, skip it right side. It's going to be slapped out of bounds, and the inbound, the ball knocked away and being called out of bounds took a half second. 2.4 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine just hoping to get through this third quarter and go to the fourth with a lead. Penn will have it right side, an off-balance shot at the buzzer, not even close. We are going to the fourth here in Ashes of Kansas, and we have a game. After three, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 43, William Penn 42.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Okay, we're going to sit down a little bit as we come back here to the Noma Gym and welcome you back to going to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game. 43-42 BC in front. In that third quarter, William Penn went on a 14-0 run. They ended the quarter on a 14-1 run. They outscored Benedictine 14-8 in that quarter. And here's the thing. William Penn, of those 14 points, 12 of them on 4 3-point shots. They only hit 1 2-point shot. So Penn, having no luck in the middle, so what do they decide to do? They're spotting up. They're getting some screens, getting a good look at the rim, and hitting a decent percentage of their outside shots where they are now at, 3-point shot? 40%. So all of that said, here we go. Benedictine back on defense. The Ravens, 12 points for Aaliyah Raines leads the way. For Penn, 11 apiece for Stewart and Fagans, and 10 more for Terry. Now the driving layup is going to be up and missing. Rebound Benedictine. Outlet Kennedy. Nicholson will bring it down the right side. Wait for her team. Feeds over to the right block to Twyla. Out on top, it'll come to Reigns. She'll go down. Baseline goes in. Got fouled. So we'll see if they're putting it in play. Yeah, they're going to say not a shooting violation. So Benedictine will be putting it in play. It's out on top. Knocked away from Twyla. Here's a jailbreak. Other end of the floor. The layup. It's good. And Penn is in front. But the breakaway. Steal and bucket by Journey Ogman. It is 44-43. And for the first time today, the Ravens trail in the game. 9:20 to go. Back over to the right side with it. Nicholson in the middle. Left side it goes. Kramer has it. Gets it top side to Reigns. Into Twyla. Twyla bouncing in, turning in, putting the shot up. It rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound, instead of grabbing it, Miss Yarka just kind of punches the ball out on top where you've got a less than 50-50 chance of a teammate coming up with it. Penn does, and back up the floor. With the lead come the Statesmen. And a travel by Morgan Terry. We've got 8:44 to play in the game. Back out of the game will come Fagans. And Penn is going to bring Jocelyn Herbeck back in, the 5'7" junior from Wisconsin. Benedictine with the basketball, trending in the ball game by one. So for BC, something with which they are not unfamiliar, having to come back from a fourth quarter deficit. Back over to the right side, into the edge. Here's Kramer, baseline three. There it is. Well done by Allie Kramer. And that, with 8:22 to play, is her first point today. 46-44, Benedictine. Penn with the basketball up top side. They look to the middle. Bring it back out to the point. Ravens doing, again, like they were early in the game, a very nice job defensively. They'll dump it back over to the right edge to Zantasia White. White will square up, go three. Air ball, wide to the right side and short. It'll go into the band on a hop. And here comes the ball. It's stolen, picked up, and scored by Penn. On the inbound play. Penn now pressing up the floor. The Ravens were not ready for it. Journey Ogman gets two more points, and we're even at 46. 7.5 minutes to go. Topside, Allie Kramer to the left-hand dribble. Batted out of her hands. It's loose on the floor. Drilling around. It's nearly going to go out of bounds. It will go out of bounds, and it'll be touched last by Penn. So, again, Kramer finding the defender, reaching in, slapping the ball away. Right into the Benedictine bench. It'll come back in for the Lady Ravens, and Reigns will bring it in. Gets it to Kramer. Allie chose the left side of the free throw line. Comes way out on top to Kennedy. She's a full 3 steps above the three-point line. Then launches from there. It was a desperation shot. You can hear the buzzer, the shot clock going off, and that ball just sails out of bounds. That was a very, very long Steph Curry kind of a shot. And here comes William Penn. 7 minutes to play, 46-46. Benedictine has scored 11 points in the second half today. They scored 26 in the opening quarter. Here's a drive around to the left side, hook shot short, rebound tipped out of play, and they're going to say Benedictine basketball. That's got Coach Santee sprinting to the baseline. And she's not one of your real in-your-face vocal kind of coaches, but she is not real happy with that call. And probably has a legitimate beef on that. Ravens are going to get it in the backcourt. 6:50 to play. Twyla tries a skip pass over to Reigns. It's going to be kicked out of bounds. Over into the group of Benedictine students across the way. And back in once more. It will come. And Twyla will do the inbound work. 46-46 your score. 6:47 left. Ravens bring it in. The feed to the right side. I thought Wade was going to go all the way to the basket. Doesn't. comes back out on top. Goes to Nicholson, heels in the center circle, who looks over at Coach Folsom, gets the offensive play. Now kicks it to Reigns. Reigns will drive down the left side, stops, feeds it across, the easy layup, it's good. For an easy layup, Kyra made it a little interesting as he put it up not real accurately, and it hung and lingered on that rim for the longest time before falling through. And Benedictine goes up by two at 48-46. And we've got 6:15 to go, and we have a pin timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, 6:15 to go in the ladies' game. Benedictine 48, William Penn 46.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Norwood Gymnasium. Joseph in the studio, Tom Kalfit here courtside, and Benedictine coming down court with the basketball, coming off the steal on the inbound, and it's up and in. Riley Wade has 5, and BC goes up 50-46, and we've got 5:40 to go. Pinch works it around to the left side. With it in the middle is going to be Morgan Terry. Holds it up. We're going to hand it over to Journey, but instead puts a little move on, keeps it herself, drives it off on top. Ogma tries to save it in, and she will. And picking it up, Twyla. She'll save it in, but Benedictine is going to control down the basketball. Lady Ravens into the forecourt with 5:10 to play. Here's Reigns, top of the key. Little high dribble, goes over to Nicholson, back to Riley. Wade kicks it off on top. From the top, Nicholson goes 3, doesn't get it, and a rebound taken away by William Penn. Penn with the rebound was Santasia White, and now we're going to get another pin in timeout. Coach Santy way out on the court. Joseph, we're going to get another one in. 4:55 to go in the game. Lady Ravens 50, William Penn 46.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Minutes and 55 seconds ago in the women's game, 50-46. Lady Ravens in front. Benedictine had never trailed until the fourth quarter. Well, until the last minute of the third quarter. Let me correct that. Let me be exact. And they have had to come from behind from that and now lead by 4. They have been up by as many as 14 a couple of times today. Penn with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Out on top is going to be Fagan. She's back in, and she has been a real offensive boost for Penn. Shooting the ball well from the outside. Here's a feed in the middle. A shot is off the window. Good. Journey Ogman, 2 more. Ogman, 6 points in the quarter. Now 10 in the game. 50-48. Lady Ravens up by 2, and now the official is going to stop play. One of those, the big round brass plates for the volleyball standards when they put them in a hole in the floor. Had popped loose, and he had to stop the game to secure that to make sure everybody was safe. Here we go. Back with the basketball, Benedictine. 4:20 to play. Right to the left side is going to be Riley. Wade starts left, comes back right. Goes all the way to the edge, looks into the middle. Instead goes down to the baseline to Dixon, feeds underneath. Reigns shot is up and one for Aaliyah Reigns. What a nice play. Aaliyah, what she does so well is she has situational awareness. She knew where the defender was. She kind of turned her body to box her out. She knew she was really close to the backboard, so you can't just take a normal shot. She skated it high above the block on the backboard and was able to then have it just gently come off the backboard. It fell through, so you get the bucket, you draw the foul, and Raines looking for the three-point play will complete it. That is 15 points today for Aaliyah Raines, becoming a 53-48 Benedictine lead, and we are 4 minutes to go. Here comes Penn, slapped away by Raines into the backcourt. Journey Ogwin goes back to recover the ball, pushes it off on top. Morgan Terry standing at the top of the key. Now there's a sheet feed to the left side, the three-point shot. It's up and good. Penn will not relinquish. 53-51. 3:40 to go. Topside with it is going to be Allie Kramer. She'll go all the way to Dixon. Back it comes to Raines. The feed in the middle. 15-footer. Yes, Jennifer Jacobs. Jennifer, only her fourth point of the game and her first point that was not a free throw. And we're going to get a timeout. Taking another break, and we are now down to 3:20 to play. The score here in Atchison, Kansas, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 55, William Penn 51.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
...55-51, Lady Ravens in front. And here comes Penn. They'll bring it up, weaving left, cutting back to the right side. Aisha Fagans. Fagans takes the top side, Morgan Terry. Terry dumps it way over to the right edge to Zantasia. 10 on the shot clock, into the lane, little bump. And there's the foul call. The officials sometimes allow a lot of contact, sometimes allow a little contact, sometimes this time allow pretty much no contact at all. It'll be the second foul by Riley Wade. Back in play with the ball will come William Penn down to the baseline. 3 minutes to play. Shot clock at 18. Penn will start left side. That's Zantasia. Back out on top to Fagan. Zantasia coming up to play the high post. No one at all down low for Penn. Now, they'll have a white as a cutter, misses the layup, looking for a rebound. It's on the floor. Raines dives on it, gets kicked in the head. Looks like you okay, yeah. Trying to pull the ball away. Morgan Terry kind of pulled her foot up to try to get some leverage. But Raines is okay. Benedictine has the ball, and we're down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. And Carasquillo's pass for the backcourt is going to be turned over. PC does not get it to midcourt, and back with it is Penn, still within four. 2.5 minutes to go. William Penn will dish it right side, accelerate left, losing the ball, is going to go out of bounds to Benedictine. William Penn, the first time these two teams met, hit 11 three-point shots. That is the second most they have hit all season long. And BC will come back up floor with the basketball. 2:05 to go. Out on top of it is going to be Raines. Around to the left. BC into the corner. Now Kramer knocked to the floor. Ball's going to be picked up by Twyla and all of that. Coach Folsom says, wait a minute. Let's take a timeout. We got to figure this out. So Benedictine taking a timeout, Joseph, and we are now finding ourselves with less than 2 minutes left in this game. 1:55 to play. The score, Benedictine 55, William Penn 51.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's.
in the dugout, or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Benedict to put it while they're playing. Now they're going to turn it over off the inbound. A bad inbound play. Broken to the other end. And then Penn is going to mishandle and travel with the ball. So for BC, a huge break. The Ravens turned it over, and Penn comes right back and does the same thing. It is 55-51. A minute 38 to go. Benedict with the basketball, leading it by 4. Range will have it in front of Coach Folsom. Comes back off on top. Over to the right side, Kramer. She'll kick it right. Miss Uraka. Shot clock at 5. Shot clock at 4. Nick for 3. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Twyla. Knocked out of her hands out of bounds. And with a minute 19 to go, a 19 on the shot clock, Benedict will have it back in play. Still a 4-point Lady Raven lead. .119 to go. Looking in, and the ball's coming out on top. Ravens are going to take it way out near midcourt. Get it there to Allie Kramer with a minute 15, a minute 14 left. Back out on top it comes. Nicholson, Carasquillo, left side Reigns, shot clock at 5, shot clock at 4. Reigns will feed it back. Miss Uraka from 18, misses, rebound, Twyla, follows, misses, rebound, Twyla, follows, misses, rebound, Reigns, drugged to the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. A Statesman player reached in, grabbed the ball, drugged the ball, drugged Aaliyah, and jump ball called, timeout taken. What a last minute coming up. We're taking a break at 53 seconds to go. Timeout on the floor. It remains Benedict and 55, William Penn 51.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
.53 seconds to go in the ladies' game. It is a 55-51 Benedictine lead. Again, BC, they've led virtually the entire game. Now, not really exactly literally the entire game. They trailed by 1 with 9:20 to play in the fourth quarter. That deficit lasted for just less than a minute. Other than that minute, they have led the entire game by as many as 14 a couple of times. And right now, they're looking to hold on. Penn puts the ball in play. It's going to be batted away. Saved at the free throw line. And then reaching in, Allie Kramer ties up the ball on Morgan Terry, who shakes her off. Possession arrow, Ravens. 42 seconds to go. It'll be Carasquillo to bring it in. Need some help. Finally gets it into Kennedy Nicholson, and I mean deep in the backcourt. Kennedy flirting with that baseline. Now two defenders tie her up, and it's going to go back to Penn. We've got 37 seconds to go, and the Lady Ravens fail to get the ball in play. They got it into Kennedy, but she was literally less than a foot inbound, way too close to the baseline. Here's a baseline jump shot, Penn, no. Follow shot, Penn, no. Rebound, Benedict, and Twyla. Carasquillo again coming up with a basketball. BC will outlet it down the floor. Miss Roska is grabbed around the waist and thrown to the floor. As she was looking down the court, you've got Reigns on her feet clamoring for the technical foul and the intentional in the backcourt, and the officials now having a meeting in the center circle. What a sequence of wildness. 27 seconds remain. They will go to the video board. While they're doing that, let me do my best to describe for you what had gone on. The Ravens had come up with a rebound. They kicked it out halfway between midcourt and the top of the key in the backcourt to Kyra Misuraca, the 6'3" post. She had a teammate all the way in the forecourt, the only player beyond midcourt, who could have taken that ball and easily driven it down and laid it in unobstructed. She tries to throw the ball to her, realizing it was happening. A Penn player puts a bear hug around Kyra, around the waist, pulls her to the floor, kind of like WWE, and then the whistles blew, and again, they're trying to decide, you know, was it intentional? Was it a tech? Is there a techno? What? How are they going to assess this foul and any subsequent additional penalties? Well, first of all, there's going to be some kind of additional penalty because the officials are coming down to the Benedictine goal. William Penn is not coming down, and both teams still huddle around their coaches. We'll see if the Lady Ravens are going to send one shooter. And if they do, typically this season it has been Aaliyah Raines. Looking at the shooting percentages for Benedictine players, Aaliyah Raines is not a great free throw shooter, 60%. Misuraca's 47, Wade 63, Nicholson 66. So Benedictine, no great free throw shooters. And they are going to put Misuraca, who got fouled. No, now they're going to bring her back. And they're going to put Kennedy up there. Kennedy is a 2/3 free throw shooter. And now the official is going to have another little powwow. So I'm suspecting there is a technical foul here. And again, we have no internet, no boards, no anything here, so I'm strictly guessing. The free throw, Kennedy, good. She'll have one more. So it is, in fact, with two shots. It's going to be a technical foul because Kennedy was not involved in the actual physical part of the foul down around at midcourt. Second free throw, good. So that done, now the ball for Benedictine is going to be put in play at midcourt. Lady Ravens are going to have it in, and Twyla Karis Quilla will do the inbound work. 27 seconds to go. The shot clock's off. We're in the last minute of the game. It'll come in on the right side and feed underneath. And Raines will go up and get it, but was there a foul before she got the ball? There was. Foul is going to be the third today by Morgan at Terry. And BC will be putting it in play. Where are they going? Baseline. One official wants to go there, and the other official said no. Over here, 28-foot mark on the far side. 25 seconds left. 57-51, Benedictine. And as the ball comes in, immediately we'll have Allie Kramer fouled. And now Benedictine will be coming to the line. That is going to be team foul five. For BC, Allie Kramer is a 70.8% free throw shooter. Her first one is up and good. So Benedictine, here in the late going of this ball game, well, looks like they're going to maybe inflate the winning margin here today. Was from free throws down the stretch. The second one is also good. Lady Ravens have hit four free throws in the last moments. And we're going to get one, I suspect, maybe last time out, although Statesmen do have one remaining after this, but we'll see if this is our last time out. Joseph, a break. 24 seconds to go in the ladies' game. Benedictine 59, William Penn 51.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium with 24 seconds to play. It is a 59-51 lead for Benedictine over William Penn. Lady Ravens looking for their ninth win of the season. Penn is looking for their 10th win here today, but they got an uphill battle now as they trail by 8. Now the ball is knocked away on the inbound. It's stolen by Allie Kramer. Allie will bring it up the court. Throw it into the middle, and she is thrown to the floor again. We've got a lot of people lying on the floor in the last minute and a half. It's going to be Allie. She's fine. She's up on her feet. And she's coming to the free throw line. So Allie Kramer steps up. She had a pair of free throws a moment ago. Hits the first of two here. One more shot coming up for Allie Kramer. 18 seconds left. And she will get both of these. 4-4 at the line, making it a 10-point Benedictine lead. Penn coming down in midcourt at 15 seconds left. Santasia White goes all the way to the baseline. The shot's going to be blocked by Kyra. It's out of bounds. Lady Ravens are going to be putting it in. BC putting it in the backcourt with 8 seconds left. And Coach Santee just waves her team to the backcourt to just call it good. And that's it. Final score this afternoon in the ladies' game. Benedictine 61, William Penn 51. And we'll be back right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
It's good to have you along with us here this afternoon on Care Radio as the Benedictine Lady Ravens put together a big lead, saw that lead go away, came back, put together a big lead. Penn wouldn't go away, but the Lady Ravens, with a surge late in the game, win by 10. Recap of the scoring for you. For William Penn, how about this? They had 5 players score today, 4 of them in double figures. 11 for Aisha Bagans and 11 for Allie Stewart, 10 apiece for Morgan Terry and Journey Ogman. The other 6 points belong to Santasia White. For Benedictine, Aaliyah Raines. Fantastic game today. 7 in the opening quarter on her way to a game high 15. 11 apiece for both Kennedy Nicholson and Kyra. Miss Uraka, the inside-outside combo for the Ravens. 7 today for Allie Kramer, scoring all of them in the fourth quarter. Riley Wade had 5. Twyla Carrasquillo and Grace Dixon and Jennifer Jacobs, each with 4 to round out the Lady Ravens scoring. Penn, 9-17 and 6-14. Benedictine, thank you. Benedictine advances to 9-17 and 6-14. Going to recognize the seniors here this afternoon and also, I think, recognize more of the area heroes. We'll be doing that between games, and don't go away. We'll be back. The men's game coming up shortly. Again, the final score in the ladies' contest, Benedictine 61, William Penn 51. We're taking an intermission. We'll be back. Guys' game coming up, but first, a treat for you and a trip back to the Care Sports Studio with Joseph.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.